How many is thankful for the way the Lord's come by tonight? I want you to understand that he doesn't have to do this. So he does this because many times he feels welcome. He feels welcome. But then there's also that time that he sends his spirit. There's many times that I feel like the reason some people got out of their aisle tonight and walked this aisle and came to the altar is because they felt God dealing with them. If there's anything we ought to be thankful for in this room tonight, it's that conviction is still present among us. Can I tell you this, young people, conviction is not your enemy. Conviction is your friend. Nobody likes to feel pain. But for people that don't feel pain and go numb, they could get cut on the bottom of their foot. And if they don't feel it, they could bleed out and die and not know the cause. I'm glad when I feel pain, it lets me know where the problem is. Can I tell you, that's what conviction is to the soul. It's what pain is to the body. It's the identifier that something is wrong that needs to be corrected. And I'm glad there's still conviction among us. Can I tell you why it's needed? Because it's all too easy to look the part while what's underneath is nothing like what's been disguised and dressed up on the outside. God's not coming back for people that look right. He's coming back for a holy people. Do you folks understand what holiness is? I'm not going to preach tonight. I don't feel to do that. But I do feel I prayed about this today. And some of us need to understand there's so many times we feel like we can identify people as being holiness because of the way they look. But can I tell you that you can look right and not be holy at all? It's the danger of the form of godliness that we have accepted but denied the power. You know why we accept the form? Because the form takes away the reproach. But young people, it takes the power to take away the sin. Don't ever discard a service where we come and we weep and we cry and we pray around the altar. And I'll tell you why. Because it's that power that changes us. This is where it all transforms. This is where lives are made new. It's not because you heard something in a pew. It's because you accepted something at an altar. I want to tell us this right now. You can always teach and you can put out of your mouth propaganda that you've learned, but you will always produce what you are. And I look around, and many times in our generation, we know what to say and we know when to do. But we're producing what we are. That is a carnal, fleshly generation that's numb to the power and the spirit and the presence of God. I want to be somebody that all it takes for God to do is whisper. And I want to run and do his command. How many would like to be sensitive to God? There's some of you are so sensitive to everybody else. Worried about what everybody else is going to say about you. But I want to be concerned about what he is saying about me. And know that his opinion is the one that really matters. To be sensitive to God. I'll say this, and I'm going to give it to Brother Donnie Goodwin. I feel like if there's any great description, one of the greatest descriptions of being sensitive to God, it's the men when David sat down and he's in a cave. And he doesn't issue a command. He doesn't say what somebody needs to do. He doesn't put anybody's life at risk. He just utters a desire. He says, "Oh, that I could have a drink from the well that's at Bethlehem." And three men get up and they don't say anything. They just go and they break through the breach. And they fight Philistine men and they put their life at risk just for a drink of water, and they bring it back to their king. Oh, that you and I would have that kind of desire, that God would not have to come by with a man of God that preaches and says, "Hey, you need to do X, Y, Z." It's good to know that there's men of God that are sensitive and have a word from the Lord. I'm glad we've heard a word every time that there's been a morning service. God has sent his word and given us instruction, and there'll be more of it in the morning. And we'll see what the Lord's plans are for tomorrow night. I'm thankful for that word. But I'm even more thankful that when nobody's got to get up and say it to me, but I can hear the voice of the Lord speaking to me myself. Can I tell you, there's never a time that a preacher will ever take the place of your individual relationship with God. If you've got to go to youth camp to hear from God, you're not going to make it when you get back home. You got to have an open line of communication that says, Lord, I'm talking to you now, and I want you to talk to me. I love being in his presence. I love living in his mercy. I love basking in his grace. I love worshiping him. If tonight you feel undeserving, but you're thankful for what he's given you, why don't you just stand to your feet real quick and raise your hands and just thank him again for what he's done. Can I tell you why we're doing this? Because he inhabits the praises of his people. It makes him feel welcome when you and I give him the proper thank you that says, God, I'm so undeserving of your love. I'm not worthy of your grace. But God, I'm offering you this thank you tonight because I want you to know that I don't take for granted the fact that you love me this much. That you let me feel what I'm feeling. Let me know that I'm on my way to heaven. Come on, raise your voice a moment. While there's no melody, while there's no music, raise your voice. Let God know, Lord, I'm thankful. Come on, let somebody next to you hear how thankful you are for the love of God. The mercy and the power that we felt in this place tonight. God, you're good. You're worthy. We love you. We lift up your name. You're worthy of glory, worthy to be magnified, worthy to be exalted, worthy of power and majesty, both now and forever. Come on, somebody, praise the Lord in this place. Come on, use your lips. Use your lips. Don't be ashamed to magnify God. Let him know how appreciative you are. Lord, I'm undeserving, but you're worthy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah,
hallelujah. Let's give the Lord a great hand clap of praise if you love him, if you appreciate him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Great is the Lord and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Amen. Aren't you thankful even on this night of Truth Camp that we could come and God could draw us, and as we yielded to him, he was quick to move, to work in our hearts and in our lives. Amen.